Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, February 13th. The grains closed higher, with March corn up 4.5 cents at 685, March wheat up 6 cents at 792, and March beans closed up 0.25 cent at 1542 3/4. The beans put on a pretty good rally at one point here today. They were up about 16 cents as the meal took off. The meal was up better part of $7-8. Still made a new contract high and high close, but it closed $4 off its highs. The oil closed down 40 ticks, but the beans broke at one point 18 cents off their highs. They were able to rally 5-6 cents the later part of the day to close only up 0.25 here. But, you know, the corn and wheat led this thing up, with corn up 4.5 cents, wheat up 6 cents. I think that's due as much as anything to the fighting that's going on in Ukraine. The Russians are trying to advance. The Ukrainians are, looks like they're putting heavy casualties on the Russians. It looks like they're taking out a lot of their equipment. But at the moment, the Russians are keep coming. So that's a bit of a worry for the market. You know, the Russians continue to make these claims about they can't sell any wheat because of the grain deal with Ukraine. I think it's a bunch of nonsense, but it doesn't mean that these markets can't move higher if there's more escalation in that area. And I think that lifted the corn, not quite sure why as much, but the wheat they continued to gain on the corn. They were only 1.5 cents here today. As I mentioned, the meal made new contract highs and high closes. I have no idea why. Prices in Brazil for their meal are a lot cheaper. So I'm not sure why this meal is continuing to rally. Taking a quick look at the chart. We're not really overbought on the meal, as hard as it is to believe. Right now we're at 69% on the RSI, but we're getting farther and farther away from the moving averages. You know, I think this is a good opportunity when the meal drags us up or Argentina drags us up to sell more. We did sell more new crop November beans today at 1385. So we're using these rallies to get more beans sold. Now the bean market, with Argentina looking at good rains through tomorrow, maybe as much as 1 inch to 3 inches, you know, should have put some pressure on this bean market, plus what I call balloon gate with the Chinese. I wouldn't feel comfortable being long as much as the funds are in here. I think the thing with China is a mess. I don't see any resolution anytime soon. The Brazilian harvest is moving along. Right now it's 17% complete versus 24. Mato Grosso is 44% complete and pushing toward 50% complete there. So, you know, they're going to get this crop in one way or the other. And I just, you know, we kept hearing last week about the Chinese buying 4 to 6 cargoes of beans. We haven't seen any evidence of that. There were no flash sales here this morning. There was talk that the Chinese bought beans overnight, which is what pushed them higher overnight. So again, no evidence of that. So overall, I just don't see what's particularly friendly out here. And we're using the rallies to sell, though I think wheat has the best chance of higher prices in here in the short run. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.